Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker, located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening on this sunny fall autumn day here in the nation's capital. I'm Burke Allen. If you'd like to be a part of our program, the number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. And if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area, it's a free call from the Big Apple today. Joining us on the program, authors Lily Hill and Karen Hudson talk about their new book, A Feminine Manifesta. Not a manifesto, but a manifesta. And Lily and Karen, welcome to the Burke Allen program.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're delighted to be here.
Congratulations on the new book. Lily, what is a feminine manifesta as opposed to a manifesto?
Well, we just feminized the manifesto.
We took creative license, exactly.
And a feminine manifesto essentially speaks to women's role in creating our reputation in certain circles as the weaker sex. What happens in modern-day living, we women are so hard on ourselves. We pick at the way we look, at our crow's feet and cellulite. We're not thin enough. We don't look young enough. We're not doing enough.
Comparing ourselves to other women.
Exactly. And when we do that, what ends up happening is it makes us feel more stressed. It makes us feel more insecure. It makes us gossipy.
Cranky,
exactly. We're more competitive with other women. And it brings out the worst in who we are, and we're showing up in the world at a fraction of our potential because women make for tremendous leaders, but we're saddled with our own self-denigration.
Is it better now or worse now? I mean, there was the women's movement. You had a female presidential candidate, a female vice presidential candidate. Are things better now or worse?
Well, I think it's different now. It's not. I don't know that it's better or worse. It's different in that. Perhaps because women have so many more options, there's so many things available to us. We can work full-time jobs, we can be mothers, we can do it all. Because we have so many options, I think sometimes what happens is that we're overwhelmed with all that we do take on. We feel we have the message that we need to do it all. And because of that, we are burning ourselves out. We describe it in the book that each of us has a balance of the masculine and the feminine, whether you're male or you're female. And many of us women have been living more predominantly in our masculine side to keep up with the modern-day expectations of women. Because we are now working and because we're still running the household and also caring for the kids and doing all that takes, it takes a lot of energy and effort, productivity, and that's our masculine side. That active side of who we are is our masculine side. And what we're suggesting in the book is it's an integration of both the masculine and the feminine side that brings for the greater peace and happiness. And our feminine side is that gentle, slower, the part of us that just be, that can just be rather than doing all the time. We forget because life is so fast and there's so many things on our list.
Crazy society.
And we've bought into all of those expectations. So I'm not sure if it's better or worse. It's just different. And we just happen to see, Lily and I are exposed to a large number of women who are chronically unhappy. And so that's what we're addressing. What is it that's making us unhappy? Most of it comes with the difficult relationship we have with ourselves, difficult in the sense that we're so critical of ourselves, we tend to be so self-denigrating that it's wearing us out even more. So on top of all of what I just described, we're exhausted because of the thoughts in our head that I'm not doing enough, she's doing it better than I am, look at how old I'm looking, my body's so out of shape.
It's exhausting, Burke.
Exhausting. So we're hoping
you
to.
You guys are making me tired just listening to you.
I know. Well,
that wasn't our intention.
but it's a very common issue. And when we talk to women about that mean roommate in their head that's bringing them down, they all kind of say, whoa, you mean you have that too? You know, it's really about being opening up and being honest, saying, yeah, we're all doing this, and it's got to stop because it's not doing anybody any good. The better we are to ourselves, the better we are to the guys in our life, to our kids, to our coworkers. The entire world benefits when a woman is in a better relationship with herself. Men
here, here, agreed all the way around.
Yeah.
We hard to argue with that reason.
We haven't had a fight on that. Nobody's really fought us on that, Lily,
true.
Yet, have they?
No.
Tough to argue. Yeah.
Lily Hill and Karen Hudson are our guests today. Their new book is A Feminine Manifesta. It's available now in bookstores everywhere. And also online, is there a website folks can pick up the book, ladies?
Yes, it is our website, which is afemininemanifesta.com.
And if you buy today...
Up next, we're going to ask Lily and Karen the number one question that men need an answer to. So, ladies,
ooh,
prepare yourselves for that. And
hey,
back right after this on the Burke Allen Program.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Our guests today are Lily Hill and Karen Hudson. The book is A Feminine Manifesta, available at FeminineManifesta.com and bookstores everywhere. Ladies, if a man asks a woman, especially in these stressful, trying times that you described in our last segment, do I look fat in this?
Ooh.
How in the world? If they can ask that question, how do they respond?
Run for the hills, Burke. Run like you've never run before. Now, we would suggest that if a lady's asking that, she's looking for a man's feminine side. She's looking for his appreciation on some level. So what I would like to hear from my man is something along the lines of, honey, you look beautiful in anything you put on. If that feels true for the man, if it's really something that he doesn't feel that looks great on her, you know, it's really up to him to decide, you know, where it depends on the strength of the relationship. If the relationship is strong and she really counts on him for his guidance, that's one avenue. So there's no easy answer to that one, Burke. You know, we want always we suggest people be honest, and at the same time, the feminine approach, which is what we talk about in the book, is the softer, more gentle one. Honey, I think you've got some other things that look more beautiful on your beautiful body. Or, honey, you look beautiful in anything that you wear. So you can be honest, and still it's that feminine that the men want from us women, and we women want from men. And men oftentimes interpret feminine as a weakness, which is interesting, because a feminine side is soft and gentle and collaborative and forgiving and loving. Of course, we all want more of that, but again, the feminine is misinterpreted as a weakness rather than a strength, and it's the integration of our masculine and feminine sides that allows for the most balanced human beings.
And often a woman is looking for some form of appreciation when she asks that question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we thrive on appreciation.
True.
And we don't always get it because it's not always, some of us aren't vocal, and sometimes men aren't expressive of their feelings. So it's often when the woman puts a question out there like that, she's really just looking for a little acknowledgement and a little appreciation,
mm-hmm.
and a little love. I mean, who doesn't want a little of that?
And a feminine manifesto speaks to ways to bring out your feminine side and use your feminine side in order to be kinder and gentler to the one person you can be sure that you're going to be spending the rest of your life with. And that reduces stress levels. That's a huge issue for women in today's society. We need tools to reduce the stress, and a feminine manifesto is all about reducing your stress and bringing out the very best in who you are. And who doesn't want to go that route?
Yeah, it feels so much better. Trust us. We've
yeah.
tried it, and
yeah.
it worked. So then we can appreciate ourselves. If we're appreciating ourselves, we're not so likely to be looking for it and seeking for it and feeling like we're not getting enough of it from exterior places.
Mm-hmm.
When you can get it from the inside, there's nothing more powerful than that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, Lily, would you say that it, and it certainly seems this way, perhaps it's because I have a different set of plumbing than ladies, but it seems that ladies are tougher on one another than men would ever be on ladies.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And if so, you know, how do you reduce that cattiness amongst one another?
Well, when a woman is in a healthy relationship with herself, she recognizes that comparing herself to anyone else is an act of self-denigration. So Karen and I, you know, we've known each other since the first day of high school, 33 years. We both have different gifts. We both are extremely unique. Because we appreciate and respect and like ourselves, we don't compete with each other. So what we're suggesting to women in a feminine manifesta is once we women stop comparing ourselves to each other and recognize our own inherent gifts, and everyone's got extraordinary gifts, then we will be more likely to come together to do what matters most to us, which is making the world a better place for all humankind. Women's top priority as a gender, making the world a better place. In contrast, men's top priority, being top dog. So you can see that when men are running the world predominantly, that's the current scenario, without more of the feminine influence, you can see what happens. We're living in a world that's run by men, and we love men. Don't get us wrong. This isn't about picking on them. But
crazy about them.
We have different ways of different value systems, and we are living in a world that has more masculine energy than the feminine. So we're saying if we women can't embody the feminine, if we do embody it, the men are more likely to embrace their feminine side, and then you'll see some social shifts that will allow us to have less conflict, less depression, lower rates of crime. Everything falls into the more feminine leads to healthier societies. It's that simple.
Karen, we've got about 60 seconds. This is a big question for you to cram into 60 seconds. Can women really have it all?
Can women really have it all? Well, it depends what you define by all. If you define that by having a high-paying job and a big house and a car and all of those things, the material
and full family,
mm-hmm. And a family, then I don't believe that that's going to bring them happiness. So if you're saying have it all, to me, having it all would be having joy, happiness, and peace of mind. And yes, I absolutely believe that is possible within any scenario. And it really comes down to the self-loving relationship that we create with ourselves, because when we do that, it brings joy, more joy to the present moment. It brings healthier friendships. It impacts every single relationship in our lives, the relationship with ourselves. So if we have a self-loving relationship, the other relationships, whether it be with my body and or my partner or my kids or my finances, all of those relationships will thrive if I have a healthy, thriving relationship with myself. So if you define having it all by having those things, peace, love, and joy in your life, then yes, I believe that she can have it all.
And I agree, Burke.
Yeah.
Wise words from a wise lady.
A great place to start would be with a Feminine Manifesto. It's available now at afemininemanifesto.com. Lily, Karen, thanks for being on the Burke Allen program today.
Thanks, Burke.
Thank
you
for
having us.
Lots of fun.